This is Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Representative, welcome to another report to your constituents and your neighbors. We'd like to start out by talking about something that is an acronym that everyone in Harrisburg knows about, but not everyone in the state does, and that is the EITC, the Earned Income Tax Credit. What is this really all about?
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. So, yeah, we actually were discussing this pretty heavily this past week here in Harrisburg. So our friends on the other side of the aisle essentially introduced legislation that would gut the EITC program. And for those of you who aren't familiar what EITC is, essentially it is a program that was established in the late 80s, early 90s, and it has been actually a national model for school choice. And essentially what it does is it allows businesses and individuals, as opposed to sending their tax dollars to Harrisburg, they can apply for these tax credits and they can send their dollars to educational institutions of their choosing. So, it's an opportunity for people and businesses to be able to choose what their tax dollars actually go to do. And in this particular case, it supports scholarship opportunities for students to attend private schools, non-public institutions. So it's again, been a very successful program. It's grown over the years. It helps a lot of needy students in areas that might not have the opportunity to go to these private schools and, get an education that they wouldn't normally get in their public schools back home. Now this isn't necessarily something that we heavily utilize in Franklin County. I mean, we have some outstanding public schools. I'm a graduate of Waynesboro. I mean, Greencastle and Mercersburg, Tuscarora are both great school districts, produce some outstanding students, a lot of opportunity there. But that's not always the case, in every district across the Commonwealth. And beyond that, it's also, I firmly believe, every parent's decision where they should send their students. So, this again just provides an additional bit of opportunity there for students who, again, their parents might not want, or they might not be best suited to be in a public school. They might have some special needs or some requirements, and in a private institution might be better suited for them. This just provides them some scholarship opportunities and funding to make that possible. So, that being said, this program, again, has been just a lifeline to countless students throughout its existence, 30 plus years. And, the Democrat majority introduced legislation that essentially would change how the money is spent or the funding goes. And it really just will gut this program and just deny a lot of families the choice that they want in making the educational decision that's appropriate for their child.
And this is one of those programs also that because it allows folks to fund educational programs and businesses to fund them, it allows them to fund the education that is needed to help the future of these kids. This really, if this program goes away, a lot of opportunity is lost all across the state.
Correct. Yes. I mean, this again, this is, these businesses are making this conscious decision. And again, it's not just businesses, it's individuals. I mean, as an individual, you too can apply for, these tax credits and send your money to an institution, again, that you support, whether, we have, again, some pretty good private institutions in Franklin County as well. I mean, Cumberland Valley Christian School, where I was the commencement speaker here a couple weeks ago. Great school, Shalom. I mean, we have, St. Andrews. We have some very good private schools in Franklin County as well. And again, it's up to the parents and the families to make those decisions of what kind of education is appropriate for their child. And the EITC program, as you had said, just provides so much opportunity to students in every corner of the Commonwealth and even in Franklin County.
Another thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, the Conservation District Banquet, which went on recently, 70 years here, and I understand that there's someone that needs to be honored as well. Talk to us.
Yeah, so Tuesday night, Franklin County Conservation District had their banquet honoring their 70th anniversary. So, and also with that, there are a couple other key recognitions there as well. Sam Worley, our county celebrity, 105 years young, received the Lifetime Achievement Award, and Alan Gift received Farmer of the Year for the improvements that he had undertaken on his family farm just outside of Greencastle. So for those who aren't familiar with the Conservation District, essentially, you know, it was established in Franklin County in 1956, and it provides opportunities for farmers to make changes in their best management practices and how they conduct their farming operations to reduce soil runoff, improve, you know, crop quality, soil quality. And again, you know, it benefits the environment, but it also improves productivity on the farm, which is absolutely critical. So, you know, Franklin County has certainly been a leader in that. And I know the Conservation District really strikes that balance there of, you know, being an advocate for farmers, and as well as, you know, ensuring that our natural resources are protected as well. And Alan, you know, back in 2020, is when the project was completed, just undertook a massive overhaul of some of the layout of his farm. You know, just you know, he enclosed some pastures. You know, he planted some grass strategically around some stream banks, and just reimagined his operations. And with the support from the Conservation District, you know, it's really improved productivity on his farm and ease of access, and certainly deserving of this award. So it was a great banquet. It was great to honor Sam. You know, he is obviously a local legend at 105 years old, you know, county commissioner and serving on the board for decades. So, you know, again, it was just a great night to celebrate agriculture in Franklin County and just showcase our agricultural heritage.
Representative Reichert, thank you for this informative report to your constituent.
Thank you.
Tune in again for another Checking In with Chad.